This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More transcripts are being released in the impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Trump. AP's Ed Donahue.
Defense Department official Laura Cooper testified on the day Republicans tried to disrupt her closed-door deposition.
We're going to go and see if we can get inside. So
Cooper said the view was unanimous among national security officials. The White House should not stop military aid to Ukraine, and they were trying to engage President Trump on this. U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker later told Cooper there was a statement the Ukraine government could make to get security money flowing. The House investigation involves whether President Trump pushed Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden and Democrats while the administration was withholding military funds for Ukraine. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A large section of the United States has already been hit by unusually frigid temperatures, with many more parts expecting even more winter weather weeks ahead of the official start of the season. VOA's Lattice Hook.
A so-called Arctic blast swept from the north last week. Another one is expected to hit this week, bringing record-breaking low temperatures to many eastern states, extending as far south as the states of Florida and Texas by Wednesday. For many people, Veterans Day began with snow shoveling. Some communities were forced to cancel holiday parades. The accumulation of snow on the roads slowed traffic, which was lighter than usual due to the holiday. The weather caused a plane to slide off a runway at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. Passengers reported more than one attempt to land.
There was no visibility at all.
Hundreds of other flights at Chicago's O'Hare and Midway airports were canceled. Larissa Ho, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Trump issued a statement on the resignation of Bolivian President Evo Morales, calling his departure a significant moment of democracy in the Western Hemisphere. The presidency abruptly ended Sunday, hours after he had accepted calls for a new election. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visits Washington this week to meet President Trump. It's a meeting some consider an opportunity to reset relations that have been strained over numerous policy changes. We get more from VOA's Dorian Jones.
Turkey's military operation against the Syrian Kurdish militia is expected to top the agenda of talks between President Erdogan and President Trump. Ankara designates the militia terrorists, but the militia is a key ally in the U.S.-led war against the Islamic State. The U.S. Congress is threatening widespread sanctions against Turkey, some of which target Erdogan personally. This week's presidential meeting comes at a key moment in relations between the NATO allies. Despite escalating bilateral tensions, the two presidents appear to have built a good working relationship, a personal chemistry that Ankara believes can offer a chance of a reset. But some analysts warn Ankara relying solely on Trump to resolve differences may be a risky strategy. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
In a highly unusual move, the tiny West African nation of the Gambia on Monday filed a lawsuit against Myanmar, accusing it of perpetrating a genocide of ethnic Rohingya Muslims, which forced hundreds of thousands to flee the Asian nation. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports from the United Nations.
The Gambia is supported by the 57-member Organization for Islamic Cooperation in its complaint. Paul Riker, a Washington, D.C.-based attorney who heads the Gambian legal team, spoke to VOA about the case.
The Gambia hopes by this case, and the OIC hopes by this case, to obtain a judgment from the International Court of Justice, the highest legal authority in the international community, that Myanmar is guilty of the crime of genocide against the Rohingya people.
Such a ruling could take years. In the meantime, the lawyers are seeking an order demanding Myanmar stop harming the Rohingyas. That decision could come as early as December. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Uranium particles have been detected at an undeclared nuclear site in Iran. The United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency said this on Monday. In a confidential report obtained by news agencies, the International Atomic Energy Agency confirmed that man-made uranium particles had been discovered without revealing the location of the undeclared site. It also confirmed that Iran is enriching uranium at its underground Fordo facility. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.